I'm Margaret Mullings. Welcome to Mentorship Class. Wherever you are geographically, come on in and take your seat. Yes, it is an honor to be in this classroom today. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, move by your Spirit, move by your power, and bless each and everyone in this classroom today. Oh, my Father, I pray that you would lift burdens, you would enlighten our understanding, Father, to understand that you have a call on each of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. In this class today, the topic is Empowered to Serve, and it is in the form of poetry. Yes, I'd like to tell you before I begin this poem that no matter where you are on your journey, despite hardships, trials, disappointments, and even sometimes you may be at the point of giving up, I say to you today, you have been empowered to serve, and everything that you need is within you. Yes, God equipped and mandated you to do a specific work. You are unique. There's no one else like you. Listen to this poem written by yours truly. Empowered to serve with humility and grace, elegantly standing, completely adorned in the Father's armor. No foe can disarm nor conquer the one empowered to serve, for the gates of hell shall not prevail. Empowered to serve, helping the wounded and the ones who have lost their way. Empowered to serve, leading each one who will heed the Master's call to feast at the table already prepared. Empowered to serve, it is an honor to be empowered to serve at the Master's beck and call. Yes, that is indeed a powerful, powerful witness. Empowered to serve. Yes, you may have fallen down so many times, but you've been empowered to serve. Get up. The Lord will strengthen you right where you are, and impart his wisdom, his knowledge, and his understanding. Yes, and awake where you are. Awake, it's time to get up. It is time to do that which God had purposed you to do in the earth, right where you are. Yes, change your focus, change your perspective. And I want you to remember in this class today, Philippians 4 and 13. Say it with me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yes, it is God who strengthens each and every one for the journey. And yes, I'm saying you, but I'm speaking first to me. You have been empowered to serve. And so let us pray as I close this class today. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, bless each and every listening ear in this class today. Stir their faith and confidence in you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that each and every one of us would believe your word and stand on your word, even in the midst of opposition and being misunderstood, Father, that we would the demonstration of your word would be in our lives, of your empowerment to serve and to help others. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Margaret Mulling saying, until our next class, stay in alignment with what God has called you to do. God bless you.